to admit. For example, there was a mug of tea steaming on the nearby workbench, and the sound of voices on the other side of the door. There was a knocking at the door. Jeremy wondered if the dream would end when the door was opened, and then the door disappeared and the knocking went on. It was coming from downstairs. The time was 6:47. Jeremy glanced at the alarm clocks to make sure they were right, then pulled his dressing gown around him and hurried downstairs. He opened the front door a crack. There was no one there.
Down here, mister.
Somewhere lower down was a dwarf.
Name of Clockson, it said.
Yes. A clipboard was thrust through the gap.
Sign here where it says sign here, thank you. OK, lads.
Behind him, a couple of trolls tipped up a handcart. A large wooden crate crashed onto the cobbles.
What is this? Said Jeremy. Express package, said the dwarf, taking the clipboard. Come all the way from Uberbout. Must have cost someone a packet. Look at all them seals and stickers on it.
Can't you bring it in? Jeremy began, but the cart was already moving off, with the merry jingle and tinkle of fragile items. It started to rain. Jeremy peered at the label on the crate. It was certainly addressed to him, in a neat round hand, and just above it was the seal with the double-headed bat of Uberwald. There was no other marking, except, near the bottom, and upside down, the words, this side up. Then the crate started to swear. It was muffled, and in a foreign language, but all swearing has a certain international content.
Hello?
Said Jeremy. The crate rocked and landed on one of the long sides with extra cursing. There was some thumping from inside, some louder swearing, and the crate teetered upright again, with the alleged top the right way up. A piece of board slid aside, and a crowbar dropped out and onto the street with a clang. The voice that had lately been swearing said,
"If you would be so good."
Jeremy inserted the bar into a likely-looking crack and pulled. The crate sprang apart. He dropped the bar. There was a creature inside.
"I don't know," it said, pulling bits of packing material off itself. 8 bloody days with no problems, and those idiots get it wrong on the doorstep."
It nodded at Jeremy.
"Good morning, sir. I suppose you are Mr. Jeremy?"
"Yes, but..."
"My name is Igor, sir. My credentials, sir."
A hand like an industrial accident, held together with stitches, thrust a sheaf of papers towards Jeremy. He recoiled instinctively and then felt embarrassed and took them.
"I think there's been a mistake," he said.
"No, no mistake," said Igor,
pulling a carpet bag out of the ruins of the crate.
"You need an assistant. And when it comes to assistance, you cannot go wrong with an Igor. Everyone knows that. Could we go in out of the rain, sir? It's making my knees rust."
"But I don't need an assist..."
Jeremy began. But that was wrong, wasn't it? He just couldn't keep assistants. They always left within a week.
"Morning, sir," said a cheery voice.
Another cart had pulled up. This one was painted a gleaming hygienic white and was full of milk churns, and had Ronald Soak Dairyman painted on the side. Distracted, Jeremy looked up at the beaming face of Mr. Soak, who was holding a bottle of milk in each hand.
"One pint, Squire, as per usual, and perhaps another one if you've got company."
Yes, thank you."
"And the yoghurt is particularly fine this week, Squire?"
said Mr. Soak encouragingly.
I think not, Mr. Soak. Need any eggs, cream, butter, buttermilk or cheese?"
"Not as such, Mr. Soak."
"Right you are, then," said Mr. Soak, unabashed. "See you tomorrow, then."
Yes, said Jeremy, as the cart moved on. Mr. Soak was a friend, which in Jeremy's limited social vocabulary meant someone I speak to once or twice a week. He approved of the milkman because he was regular and punctual and had the bottles at the doorstep every morning on the stroke of 7 a.m.
Goodbye, he said.
He turned to Igor.
"How did you know I needed..."
he tried. But the strange man had gone indoors, and a frantic Jeremy tracked him down in the workshop.
"Oh, yes, very nice," said Igor,